You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Matt Franken, CEO and founder of Aunt Fanny's and maker of the most powerful non-toxic fruit fly pesticide, Fly Punch. Matt, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, no, I appreciate you having me.
And you're more than welcome. Good to have you out this morning. So first of all, tell us, what is Aunt Fanny's and how did you come up with the name for starters?
Sure. So Aunt Fanny's is a natural products company that makes non-toxic products that are safe for use near food, in homes, and at work. And so we really focus on making solutions that won't have an environmental impact, but also won't have an impact directly on us, the users. And what we found is, while there's been kind of a renaissance in the sourcing of where our food comes from, there's been very little done in the way of products that we use in some of those most sacred spots, like our kitchens, indoor food prep areas, both on a household and commercial level. And so Aunt Fanny's is here to really provide something that most other companies have yet to provide, and that's a level of safety that, you know, we're able to use products in our home and around our food that essentially won't make us sick.
Tell me, what were you doing, Matt, before starting Aunt Fanny's?
I was actually in the world of private finance. I was helping individuals with overarching estate tax, financial and investment planning, and I did that for about 60 families, and while it was a great business to be in, due to some personal needs with my son and I with regard to allergies and adverse reactions to household solutions, I started to look into non-toxic solutions and in natural solutions as an option, and there wasn't a whole lot available in the market. And I would call myself a bit of a vengeful hobbyist in trying to create items and products that would help along the food supply chain, that would enable people, particularly who have acute problems like myself and my son, but also make it available for the masses and give people an opportunity to use things that wouldn't provide them with adverse reactions and wouldn't have any toxicity to them.
Very good. And so tell me, why is this issue of fruit flies so important to you?
Sure. You know, fruit flies are a unique, very small but unique monster. And what happened with fruit flies, and the reason I use the term vengeful hobbyist, because about 8 years ago, my wife and I were having dinner, and at the time I lived in Florida, and it was October, and our windows were open because you kind of have to make hay while the sun shines with some cool weather. And so out of nowhere, it actually made the papers. There were fruit flies everywhere in our home. They were in our food, they were in our wine, and we ran around and shut the windows as fast as we could, and the papers reported that they were, quote unquote, menacing gangs of fruit flies roving the neighborhood. And we did, you know, much like anyone else would do, is we went online and looked at what the home remedies could be to get rid of fruit flies. We also bought everything we could online, and absolutely nothing worked. And so what we did is started to do a little bit of research, and I just had a hard time believing that in this technological age there wasn't anything to kill fruit flies. And so after about 4 years of what I consider kind of elementary school mad scientist type concocting, I ended up finding something that got rid of fruit flies in about 48 hours. And The other thing that I found out while I was doing research and trying to ascertain what type of formulation would work was that fruit flies actually carry E. coli. And so they're not just an aesthetic pest. They are a food safety pest. And when I started looking into the market soon after the kind of realization that I had a product on my hands, I recognized that there not only wasn't there anything available for consumer use, but there also wasn't anything available for commercial use. So when you look at restaurants or bars, hotels, breweries, wineries, university food service, hospitals, there isn't anything where there's large-scale food operations, even small-scale food operations, that actually can get rid of fruit flies and subsequently reduce that risk of foodborne illness. And it really brings a whole new perspective once you understand that fruit flies carry E. coli to the national-scale food recalls we've seen recently. And so I saw it not only as a significant problem and a non-toxic solution that wouldn't require spraying in the fields and eventual consumption of those toxic sprays by the end users, but I saw this as a chance to actually help improve the food supply chain, reduce the risk of rot and contamination in produce. So help increase profits for commercial entities, help reduce the risk of foodborne illness in our own homes, and do it all in a non-toxic way.
Today we're joined by Mr. Matt Franken, CEO and founder of Aunt Fanny's and maker of the most powerful non-toxic fruit fly pesticide, Fly Punch, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Matt, what are the most important attributes to the Fly Punch? Would it be the formula or anything else?
Well, I think the formula is really a critical component of what we do and how we do it. And there are really three different attributes that make it so effective. The first of which is that we've got a very powerful combination of attractants. And that combination of attractants will draw the fruit flies away from whatever they're typically on. So if it's in your home, it could be that bowl of fruit on your counter. If it's in a commercial establishment, it could be a beer cap or the trash can or drains or wherever they might be. And so the fruit flies will actually leave what they're typically on, come over to our formulation because they're so attracted to it. And that leads us to the second attribute is that it disables the fruit flies. And once the fruit flies touch our formulation, there's a disabling agent that, and not to get too technical here, but it actually starts to break down their exoskeleton. So they're unable to leave once they touch the formulation. So unlike most home remedies and other products that are available out there, fruit flies will go and they'll touch whatever bait may be sitting out. So a lot of us may sit out wine as a home remedy. Well, they can go, they touch that wine, but they don't necessarily get stuck in it. In fact, many times they touch it and then they leave and they fly away and they come back, touch it again, leave, fly away. And so with the risk of E. coli, you really don't want that happening either. So this disabling agent that starts to break down their body composition is that next attribute. And then finally, we have another ingredient that actually draws the fruit flies down to the bottom. So if the disabling agent doesn't kill them in and of itself, this last ingredient will actually drag them down to the bottom. More technically, they'll drown. So it's a three-step process. It's attract, disable, and then kill. And then the great part is that the way we have our formula and the way we have our packaging, the fruit flies actually die in a self-contained jar. So unlike other toxic wafers that may be out there or other types of sprays, the fruit flies don't risk. We don't have the risk of the fruit flies dropping dead in our food or somewhere else. In our case, the fruit flies will actually die in a self-contained, we call it a dive jar. And so attract, disable, kill, and then all inside that self-contained jar. So it really completes the cycle of keeping things clean, keeping things food safe, and making sure that we're getting rid of a pretty nasty pest.
What environments are most suitable for fly punch? Where is fly punch and where is it most effective?
Sure. So environments for fly punch are really anywhere there's food. What we found is that there is no end to the type of establishments that we sell into, home included. And so as far as specific placement inside your home, if you have a fruit fly problem, placing fly punch near wherever the fruit flies are most prevalent is something that will help take care of your fruit fly problem faster. Inside of a food establishment, so let's say a restaurant or a bar, what we find is putting fly punch, and we have a mountable jar for commercial establishments, is mounting those stations underneath the bar or above drains or above trash or above your wash station or your mop closet, mounting them where the fruit flies are typically most problematic is the best route of action. And that's really on a, what I'll call a micro level. On a more macro level, environments that tend to have fruit flies year-round are equatorial. So when we get into Florida, Texas, California, Central and South America, those are all areas that will have significant fruit fly problems 365 days a year. There's seasonality to fruit flies, and elsewhere worldwide, there are actually shortened seasons, but those shortened seasons tend to produce much larger blooms and more significant problems. So our friends to the north in Canada, or if we look at the Pacific Northwest or the Northeast, or even up in places like Minnesota, the fruit fly season is much, much shorter. But anyone from those areas will attest that it can be nightmarish. And so they will have blooms that are nearly uncontrollable. So those on a macro and micro level are the environments that are most suitable for our product. But again, on you know, thinking of it this way, anywhere there's food, there is a reason to have fly punch. As far as where it's most effective, I think you're going to find that it's really going to be anywhere there's fruit flies. We have an unparalleled formulation, and it's a new technology that really isn't rivaled at this point, especially as a non-toxic option. So finding that place where there's food and knowing where fruit flies are present will have an efficacy that really is unparalleled.
Lastly, are there any plans to expand Aunt Fanny's into other pest control products?
That's a great question. And I've got what is maybe an unsuspecting answer. And we are really focused as a company on those most sacred places that we as people visit most often. And so in our own homes, we spend a good chunk of our time outside of our bedrooms in the kitchen. And the kitchen and food is something that at least three or four times a day we're spending time in or at a place that is cooking and preparing food, like a restaurant. Some of us, you know, may frequent, watering holes and bars at the evening. But even where our food is manufactured, and what we want to do is not necessarily, stick inside of the pesticide market, but we really want to produce and focus on research and development in products that will be present near food and where we spend the most time. So if you look underneath your kitchen sink as an example, there are a significant number of extremely toxic products that most of us don't think twice about and carry in our home. And so what we're trying to do is really change the way people think about the products that they buy and the products that we use in some of those most sacred places. One of the questions that I ask most people is, you know, would you lick a Lysol wipe? And most people answer me with a resounding, absolutely not. Why would you even ask that question? And so if you think about it in our own home, many people use those types of wipes to actually clean their kitchen counter, and then they go and they put the food that they're going to eat onto that counter. And so there's a transference of that chemical that you just cleaned your countertop with to the food that you're eating. And so it's important that the solutions that we're using in those most sacred places are completely non-toxic and won't have harmful effects to us. And so we're looking at cleaning solutions. We will probably end up coming out with further pest control solutions, but our focus is really around creating natural and non-toxic products that are safe for use near food, because that really lessens the likelihood of any of the toxicities that we're currently exposed to.
Well, I certainly commend you for being proactive in all regards here. Well done. Congratulations on the creation of Fly Punch. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to purchase Fly Punch.
Sure. So finding us online is really easy. If you go to www.antfannie.com, and Fanny is F-A-N-N-I-E, you can purchase product there and find out a little bit more about our company and what we're working on and where we're going. You can also find us in your local Whole Foods store. You can also ask for us in your local True Value store. And so we've got multiple venues where you can go and have a perfect solution to get rid of those annoying fruit flies when they come home to roost, either in your food establishment or at home.
In conclusion, and from your experience, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of helping them start their business or building their business?
Sure. I think it's more work than you'll ever know it will be. And unless you're ready to eat, sleep, and breathe your business, it's something that you really need to reconsider. What I learned very early on is that having a passion for what you're working on, and in my case, there was a personal need both with myself and my son, and that fire is critical. You know, there's going to be the typical mechanics that you have of building a business, whether that's, you know, the simple stuff like incorporation and legal, or it gets to be a little bit more complex with hiring people. But there is no one else. The buck stops with you. And so unless you're willing to live it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, you know, you just have to make sure you're committed. And it will, if you give it that level of commitment, there is a lot that comes in the way of return. It's quite an adventure. It's very rewarding. And quite frankly, I wouldn't change it for anything. And we've got a very long way to go, and we've got exciting prospects ahead of us. But I think that there's a lot of work, and you can't be afraid of that. That's for sure.
Once again, Matt, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for that great advice on the way out. And we look forward to hearing an update from you in the future here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with Matt Franken, CEO and founder of Aunt Fanny's and maker of the most powerful non-toxic fruit fly pesticide, Fly Punch. And once again, for reference, visit Aunt Fanny. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.